Le'ili nishmas of kleinim is kamish ben avir lemelech. Peya perik beiz mishneches. Kitzaruha listim chetzia v'katzar hu chetzia. Noisin peya mimasha katzar. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, that if bandits cut half the field, and then he cut half the field, so he gives peya for his half. Why is that? Because when the bandits cut the field was never cut before, and there was no chiv on peya. So it's almost as if he was mafker that. I mean, it was not in his rishus, and there was no chiv. So since the bandits took the half of the field, so he only gives pay on what he cuts. Cuts are chetziv macher chetziv. The next case, if half of it was cut, so he cut half of it. And then he sold the second half, so the chiv was in the standing grain, right? Like we said in the previous Mishnah. But what did he do? Instead of leaving over peah, he sold it. So now the buyer has to give peah for the whole field, even the first part that was cut. So what's going on here? So obviously the seller, when he sells the second half of the field, he tells the buyer, listen, I never gave peah on this, and I just want you to know that this is chayv in peah, this half of the field. It's good. There's a din of peah for the whole field, meaning that I didn't take off peah on the whole field, so there's a portion of this half that's going to be peah. And what they do is he has to subtract from the sale. The buyer doesn't get ripped off. That, let's say, you know, out of 180 things of wheat, and he's selling half, which is 90. So let's say it's $1 per bushel of wheat. So instead of $90, since 3 would be 1/60th of 80, he would sell it to him for $87. That would be a good example. The Mishnah continues. Kotzer chetzia v'hikdish chetzia, a similar kind of thing. Person cut the first half of the field, and now he knows that the standing grain is chayv in peah. And instead of, now in this case, he didn't sell it, he was makdish it. So v'hikdish chetzia. Ha'poida miyad ha'gizbar, the person that redeems it from the clerk, from the person, the officer in the Beis HaMikdash, hu noisin peah l'kol. The same thing. He now has to give peah for the whole field. And again, the gizbar, you know, he has to take off the certain portion of what the peah is. And obviously, the pre-chodesh explains, we're only dealing here with the case where the gizbar and the kodesh owned it while it was standing, and they sold it to the second guy while it was standing, or they sold it back to him while it's standing. But if they actually cut it, if hektish cut it, we had in the previous mishnayos, then it's pater, because it goes by the chiv of peah, it goes by who cuts it and when it's cut. Just want to point out something, that if Listim stole the first half of the field, we said earlier, and then he cut the second half, he's chayv in peah in the second half. Similarly, Reb Kiveger brings that if he sold the first half of the field, there was never a chiv in peah, so he sold the first half of the field, and then he went and cut the second half. He only has to bring peah again for the second half, just like the Listim, if he sold it, because there was never a chiv in peah. So Reb Kiveger says, but what if he started cutting that first bushel, he cut it? The first standing grain he cut. And then the first half, he then sold the rest of it to somebody else. So in other words, it's not just that he sold the first half. He sold the first half minus one that he cut. So he cut the first kernel of the field. He then sold the first half. So now he actually did have a chiv of peah. The second you start cutting a field, you have a chiv of peah. And in this case, Reb Kiveger says, the Baal HaBayis would actually be chayv in the whole field. It's not like the case with a listim. So also the case of listim. Let's say a guy cut the first bushel of grain, the first however you call it, and then came along bandits and they stole half of the field. In this case to L'chayra, the guy would have to give peah for the whole thing, because you can no longer say there was never a chayv in peah on that first half, because there was a chayv of peah. It was presented the second he started cutting the field. And just to get this yisod clear, because it's very important regarding peah, the first mishnah we had, remember we had that these are the things that had no shear. And the first thing we listed in the whole mesachta was peah. The Yerushalmi asks, how come it didn't list truma? And one of the answers is that peah, literally the whole field is chayv and peah mashen kein truma. And the Tosfos Yom Tov explained, which is exactly what we're saying here, that the chiv of peah exists the second you cut, right when you cut that first thing, you're chayv and peah. And right when you cut, you can give the whole field as peah, because we said that peah has no shear. Masha'en kein truma has a shear. Why? Because a person is not allowed to take his, after he does meruach and he puts the whole grain into a heap and smooths it down, he cannot give the whole thing as truma. He has to separate it. That's the difference between peah and truma, that peah exists the second you cut it, and everything else is chayv and peah. The part that you cut, don't say that that's not part of peah, because the chiv of peah doesn't exist until you start cutting. Once you start cutting, that's when the chiv exists.